The Gemara Masechta in the Dorim, Daf Mem Tes Amabeis, tells us Amrahim Turinosoi. There was this noble woman that said to Rabbi Yehuda, Myra Varavi. She saw that his face was glowing. And because she saw that his face was glowing, she assumed that it was glowing because he was intoxicated. Amrla, to which she said to her, Himnusa biyadadei itasa, I can swear it to Imna. If I ever drink wine, I actually don't like to drink wine. The only time I drink wine is Kedusha v'Avdalta, is by Kiddush and Havdalah, v'Abakos of the Pischa, and by the four kaisers that we drink on Pesach. And that drinking wine on Pesach by the Seder causes me to have such a headache. For Garnit Sidi, I put a wrap around my face. In those days, if someone was unfortunately suffering from a headache, he would wrap his head. And I had such a headache from those four cups of wine that the headache lasted mina Pesach ad Atzeres, up till Shavuos. Ella, this that you see that I have, my face is shining, it's not from drinking wine. I don't drink wine, and wine isn't good for me. Al chochmas adam toyer panav. The reason my face is shining is from the chochmas atoyer that I learned. The Rashba, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Simen Reish Lamed Ches, uses this Gemara to teach us, has a question on how to learn Peshat in this Gemara. Because he says, throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara says, Maisa B'Chosid Echad, there was a story with a specific Chosid, it always means Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Rashba says, perhaps Pshat in this Gemara is that one is not really obligated to drink four cups of wine. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who acted, as the Gemara says, throughout Shas, with Chassidus. That's why he drank four cups of wine. However, the Rashba says that can't be Pshat. Because the Rashba says that we need to understand what happened over here. How could Rabbi Yehuda drink wine, which the Gemara is saying was so detrimental to him, it must be if one is not obligated, it must be that one is absolutely obligated to drink wine. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Ayin Beis Sif Yod Aruchayim Misha Ena Shoyis Yayin Mipnei Shemazikoy Osonai. Somebody doesn't drink wine because the wine is bad for him. Tzarech Litchak Atzmoy Ulishtois. He should force himself to drink wine. L'kayim Mitzvos Arba Kaisos. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though our Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda didn't just drink wine for the Dalai Kaisis, he drank wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, says the Mishnah Berurah, on Shabbos and Yontif, there is no obligation to drink, make your own Kiddush and make your own Havdalah. You could be Yotze by hearing Kiddush for Havdalah from someone else. So therefore, if someone has a problem drinking wine, just hear Kiddush v'Avdalah from someone else. But drinking the Dalai Kaisis is an obligation that everybody has. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, and if you look at the Beragoyla, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says the source for this din in the Shulchan Aruch is indeed the Rashba that we just learned, that our Gemara says one is obligated to force himself to drink wine. So all the Mefarshim asked the question that throughout Shas, there are limits put on how much one has to expend himself physically or financially to do a mitzvah. We know the Gemara says, HaMevazbiz Ayuvazbiz Yois Mechoymish. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, one is not obligated, not only one is not obligated to give tzedakah or spend more than, one may not spend more than 20% unless there are very specific situations. We actually discussed them in a previous year. That's only in a situation, the two exceptions that we discussed. One is if somebody is giving away the funds for tzedakah as he's about to pass away. Another, based on the Gemara that we learned in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Nun Amar Aleph. Another exception we learned is that if there's a terribly pressing situation in front of the individual right now, example was, for example, in the time of the war, where it was a question of Atzalos Nefashis, but in a number of circumstances, one is not allowed to spend more than 20% on a Dvar Mitzvah. So if one is not allowed to spend more than 20% on a Dvar Mitzvah, certainly there's nothing more valuable than one's health. So if there's nothing more valuable than one's health, how could somebody take and drink wine, as our Gemara says, that it will cause him to become sick when we know how one has to preserve his health, and that isn't what the Torah meant when it says one has to take care of himself. Furthermore, the Mefarshim asks, we know that the halacha is the mitzar poter min hasukkah. So somebody who has a difficulty sitting in the sukkah, the weather or whatever other situation that makes him a mitzar, is poter min hasukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah daraisa. So ask the poskim, if by mitzvah daraisa of sukkah, there's halacha mitzar poter min hasukkah, so here too shouldn't there be by mitzvah d'rabbanon of dal koisis, shouldn't there be a din of mitzvah potter? So someone suggests that you can't bring a raya from sukkah, because why is there a halacha mitzvah potter min a sukkah? Because by the sukkah it says teishvu kein teduru, you should sit in the sukkah just like you live in your home. And if somebody were a mitzar by sitting in their home, they wouldn't remain in their home. So too, a mitzar is potter min hasukkah. So it's not specifically a raya from sukkah. And similarly, the Paiskim say, the halacha is that a mitzvah is potter min tefillin. So again, if tefillin, which is a mitzvah, a sei d'oraisa, a mitzvah is potter, so shouldn't the same be by dal kaisus? So again, the mefarshim explain. And actually, it's a beautiful explanation I saw. There are certain mitzvahs that everybody agrees that when you fulfill the mitzvah, you have to understand the reasoning for the mitzvah. Sukkah is one of those mitzvahs, and tefillin is one of those mitzvahs. So it's not that a mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah, but rather, the way to understand it is that if somebody is a mitzvah, so obviously he won't be able to concentrate on the mitzvah and concentrate on the purpose of the mitzvah. And by the mitzvah of sukkah, and the mitzvah of tefillin, If one doesn't understand the purpose of the mitzvah, he isn't fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, maybe over there, there's only, by those mitzvahs, there's a ptur of mitzvah, which is not necessarily going to be relevant by other mitzvahs. So even though we have that answer, we still come back to our original question. And our original question is that certainly if the halacha is that one is potter, if the halacha is that one is potter from giving more than 20% for tzedakah or for mitzvah, and certainly taking care of yourself, and if drinking dal kaisis, which is only a dal din de rabbanon, one should be potter from drinking the dal. Why should one have to drink wine? Moreover, there's a tshuva in the shayos of tshuvas besamim roish simen tzadik dalad. Somebody was asked. He was asked a question where somebody has difficulty eating maror. And if he's going to eat maror, he's going to be sick. Is he obligated to eat maror? So the B'Sam Roish answers, not only maror, which B'Zman HaZeh is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, because the din of maror, that's a din d'Oraisa, is only when you have a Korban Pesach, and we unfortunately don't have a Korban Pesach. But says the B'Sam Roish, that even Achilas Matzah, which B'Zman HaZeh is a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, if somebody will be sick from eating matzah, he's potter. And he actually does quote the Gemara Masechta the Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, that says, Choylim u'mesham sheyem p'turim min ha-sukkah. And the Gemara says, Choylim she'amru, lo'ya. When we speak about a chayla, we don't only speak about a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, a filu chayla she'ein b'sakana. And he says that even though one would say, maybe as we're learning there, it's different because we have a concept of mitzdar patim nasukah teishu kein tedura. Says the B'Sam Roish that I'm not only speaking about a chayla, the Gemara is not only speaking about a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, even a chayla she'ein b'sakana. He says, Derecheho darchei noyim, the Torah is given in a pleasant way, doing something which is unpleasant is not required. He asked the question, what about our Gemara? So he, unlike the Rajba, says perhaps you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda did this because of Midas Chassidus. Or another teretz he suggests is that we know that dalak kaisis we drink because of persume nisa. So he says when persume nisa is involved, perhaps it's different. However, it's clear that he doesn't follow that approach. And therefore, I saw that the approach that he suggests, which is very similar to the approach of the Shilas Tshuvas Binyan Shlaima, who holds that even a Chayla She'ein Bo Sakana does not have to be Machmer if he feels that it'll cause him hezek, just like you don't have to spend money if it's to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, so too doesn't one have to get sick to drink wine. Our Gemara. So he wants to differentiate between a tsar godel or a tsar cotton. If somebody is going to be very sick, that person should, or it doesn't mean chayla sheyesh b'sakana, but it's really going to bother him, he doesn't have to drink wine. But if it's just going to bother him a little, such a person should drink wine as based on our Gemara.